Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello, and we are just back from a weekend.
We are, and it's mm-hmm. Mail Monday here at the Tech Table, where we look into our inbox. What do you see in our inbox, Diana?
Well, we get questions. We get suggestions. They're always nice, though.
They really are.
Yeah,
people
are very nice.
Yes, and then you can send those questions into...
questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. So today's question, you know, we get this pretty often in different forms. So what does it mean to format your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I haven't even thought about formatting a computer since I was much younger. I don't know why. We used to reformat
right,
all the time.
Right, I think, you know, maybe it's because we just don't keep computers as long anymore.
Right.
We don't have the need.
True.
I don't know.
Donnie at the front desk, who answers a lot of these questions for us, he says, people have watched all those police shows and see how data is accessible even when it's deleted.
Mm.
So we get asked if there's a safe way to keep your information out of people's hands. So in other words, how do you really, really hide your... How do you hide your stuff even from the police, apparently, is what we're trying.
Oh,
no, no. I'm not sure who's asking this.
That was kind of a strong lead in there, wasn't it?
I'm not sure who's asking this, but yeah. And so in most cases, what people are referring to is older computers that they are getting rid of, and they want to make sure that any banking records and personal information is gone.
Oh, yeah. That's really important.
Well, it is, because you don't want to just toss your computer out with the garbage, because
right.
there could be a ton of stuff on there.
Stuff on there that
and
you may not even know is on there.
Even if it's deleted, it's not really deleted.
Yes.
And so that's where the reformatting comes from.
Yeah. So first, let us explain the most common way of quote-unquote deleting your data. Most cases, people simply put items in the recycle bin and then remove it from the computer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you might also format the hard drive so that information you had is no longer available. But...
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For the standard computer user, you know, if you format the hard drive, it's essentially gone. However, all formatting the hard drive actually does is tell the computer... it is empty, then overwrites the data that was once on it.
Mm-hmm.
But
so it's not
some,
really
right,
not.
But some software programs can actually locate that formatted data, making it accessible again. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the best thing that you can do when disposing of a computer to make sure your information is really destroyed is to actually destroy the hard drive itself or remove it from the computer.
Yes, and keep that safe. I mean, you know, some people put it in a fire safe, a lock
right.
box.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How do you destroy a hard drive, Diana?
We should ask John.
A
probably.
Hammer? Yeah, maybe we should go back to John's 4th of July advice about a Canon fuse and aluminum foil and sparklers. I don't know.
Yes.
But, no, I mean, I've seen people smash them with hammers
yes,
and things like that.
Yes, I have like seen that as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, really, when you're disposing of a computer, I think really removing the hard drive is probably a good thing. But you can also just smash it to pieces. And that probably will do it. And then I guess you could take like a Bunsen burner to it and melt everything. And then, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of things
my
you
my.
Could do. Well, you know.
Getting quite descriptive.
Well, I'm sure that you could probably really, I don't know. I mean, I'd want to really destroy it, make sure it's really destroyed.
It's true.
So, yeah. And additionally, there are some paid software solutions out there that you can use to help make sure that no one else gets a hold of your information. But yeah, I would say take it out or destroy it. Or take it out and destroy it.
Yes.
Either way. So there you go. Send your questions into...
questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.